the end of this week's parsha, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The pasuk says, what's the purpose of tzitzis? Isem also uzchartem es kol mitzvah Hashem. The purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that when you'll see the tzitzis, then you'll remember all of the mitzvahs. How exactly does that happen? What's the connection between tzitzis and the rest of the Torah mitzvahs? So Rashi there explains that there's a numerical connection between the two. The gematria of tzitzis is 600. So if you add 8 strings and 5 knots, you have 613. So by thinking about tzitzis and its components, one is reminded of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's Rashi's pshat. But the Ramban explains differently. He says that the pasuk is talking specifically about the chut shel tcheles, the special blue thread that's included in the tzitzis. And the pasuk means to say that when you look at the blue thread, then uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem, then you'll remember all of the mitzvahs. How does that happen? Explains the Ramban, the Gemara says in Menachos, Rabbi Meir Hayomer, Manishtana tcheles mikol hatzivonim. Why was tcheles chosen to be the color included in the tzitzis? Because the tcheles looks like the ocean, and the ocean looks like the blue sky, and the blue sky looks like the kisei hakavod. So by looking at the chut shel tcheles, a person will think of the one who sits on the kisei hakavod, will think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will remind him of all of the mitzvahs. First glance, this seems strange. How can it be that by looking at the blue thread, by looking at a chut shel tcheles, a person is going to think of the kisei hakavod? It seems like such a far-fetched association. The answer is, it all depends on what a person is looking for. If a person is looking to grow in ruchnius, if a person has a she'ifa for gadlus, if he has a drive to grow in Torah, to be medaktik b'mitzvahs, then he'll look at everything in life through a spiritual lens. Such a person will see the kisei hakavod when he looks at a chut shel tcheles. But if a person looks at this world through physical eyes, if he's not wearing spiritual glasses, so to speak, then when he looks at a chut shel tcheles, all he's going to see is a blue thread. It all depends on what you're looking for. They tell a story that when the Panovich Rav was looking for a place to build his yeshiva, they took him to a barren stretch of land a few miles east of Tel Aviv, the area that would one day become Bnei Brak. Now the Panovich Rav was walking around the sand dunes, looking this way, looking that way. So someone turned to him and said, Panovich Rav, what are you looking at? What do you see? He said, I see a thriving yeshiva with young talmidim, young men who are learning b'hasmada rabba. I see a community of Bnei Torah who are raising their families b'derech haTorah. I see a burgeoning makom Torah in front of my very eyes. Two people can look at the same sand dunes, but they'll see very different things. It all depends on the perspective, on the vision of the person. It all depends on how spiritual are the lenses through which the person is viewing this world. One of our goals as Bnei Torah should be to purify our vision as much as we can, to develop spiritual lenses so that we'll view this world from the proper perspective and we'll appreciate all of the wonderful opportunities that we have to accomplish and to grow.